Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you have acted wonderfully, with counsel from the distant past, in sure faithfulness. For you turn a city into a heap of rubble, and a fortified town into ruins, and a foreign citadel into what is not a city, which will never be rebuilt. This is why a fierce people will glorify you, and a violent Gentile town will fear you. For you are a refuge for the weak, a refuge for the poor when he is in distress, a shelter from a downpour, shade from heat, for the onslaught of the violent is like a downpour against a wall. You will bring down the bustle of foreigners, which is like heat on parched land. As heat is shielded by a cloud, so the singing of the violent will be dispirited. And the Lord of hosts will hold for all nations at this mountain a rich feast, a feast of settled wine, of rich marrowy meat, and of racked wine. And on this mountain he will remove the veil which shrouds all the nations, and the covering which is spread over all the Gentiles. He will swallow up death for ever, and my Lord the Lord will wipe away the tears from every face. And he will remove the reproach on his people from the whole world. For the Lord has spoken. And on that day people will say, Behold this God of ours. We waited for him, and he has saved us. This is the Lord for whom we waited. Let us rejoice and delight in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trodden down under him, as straw is trodden down in Madmenah. And he will spread out his arms in their midst, as a swimmer spreads his arms to swim. And he will bring their haughtiness down together with the proceeds of the fraudulence of their hands. And as for the fortification, the high fort of your walls, he will bring it down. He will demolish it and raise it to the ground as dust.